Hello and welcome to In Conversation With, a podcast from the Lancet Infectious Diseases. It's May 2021 and I'm Jonathan Blutt. This month, I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Josep Libre of University Hospital Germán Trias y Pujol in Barcelona, Spain. Dr. Libre's new research is a randomized controlled trial looking at the use of antigen-detecting rapid diagnostic tests for mass screening ahead of live events and is published online this month. In the COVID-19 pandemic, mass gathering indoor events have been banned in many places to prevent the spread of the virus. What strategies are there that might allow events to take place safely, and how have these been assessed so far?
Mass gathering indoor events were considered high-risk activities by epidemiologists because they gather a lot of people in indoor places. They can sing, they can cough, they can dance. They do not respect physical distancing. So there was an increased risk of transmitting COVID. These were called super spreading events. And for these reasons, they were banned. They were banned at all, or in some cases, their capacity was strictly reduced. And so the organizers could not perform the activities with such a reduced capacity. So overall, all cultural activities and all music activities have been banned during the pandemic.
And why did you decide to do this randomized controlled trial looking at attendance of a live concert during the pandemic? And what did you aim to assess?
It was, we started since the very beginning. We never thought we should collaborate with concert organizers because we do science in the hospital and we have no contact with these kind of people. But they approached us and they asked if we could do a study to generate scientific evidence to show that with some measures they could open mass gathering events in indoor places. So we started from the beginning. That has never been done before. So we designed a fully controlled clinical trial because this is something related with public health and it should it had to be strictly controlled. And we designed a control group, a live music event. We chose a venue. And we calculated the number of people that had to participate in the clinical trial. That was 1,000. So it was really a challenge to screen 1,000 people with a rapid antigen test in a single morning just before the concert. So we designed a full strategy with a lot of nurses. And we could really screen all people during one morning and all with a negative antigen test who were randomized to go inside the concert or to go home. And everyone came back again at 8 days to perform a follow-up PCR. So it was a really fully controlled clinical trial. And they didn't pay the concert because it was not a concert. It was a study.
And then what differences did you find between those who attended the event and those who didn't?
Everyone was screened with a rapid antigen test. Inside the venue, everyone was forced to wear a facial mask. And there was an increased ventilation, so the air exchange was fully controlled because the levels of quality of air has been improved during the COVID pandemic to make sure that it's similar to the outdoors air. And there were some tiny measures inside the venue to prevent queuing in the entrance, in the exit, when people went to the toilets, when people went to the bar. So everything was like a fully controlled. And we didn't see any difference at all between those who assisted the concert and those who didn't assist to the concert. Actually, 465 people attended the concert and came to the follow-up visit, and no one of them was infected. So we could exclude that indoor concert was a mass gathering event that was fully excluded. And we could also prove that there was no increased risk of COVID transmission during the indoor event.
Yeah, this all sounds very encouraging. So what do these findings mean for the future of mass gathering events?
We performed at the baseline, so before the entrance, a rapid antigen test, but also a PCR. And we could prove that some people had a positive PCR. But they had been diagnosed with COVID a median of 2.5 months before. We performed viral cultures in the lab in all these positive samples, and no one of them was positive. So no one of them could transmit a live virus. and they had a negative antigen test. So the first finding is that if you want to do a mass screening of a large number of people before an event, it's better to perform a rapid antigen test than a PCR, which is extremely sensitive and can remain positive in people who have been infected for long, like more than 2 months. But the main finding is that this study paved the way to reopen the cultural activities in indoor events. So it's not only live music events, but also theaters, cinemas, and this has paved the way to increase venues with 5,000 people, both in Spain, the same in UK. And we have been collaborating with the Public Health England, and they have designed, as you know, a pilot strategy with 10 to 15 pilot studies, including not only music events, indoor and outdoor, but also football activities, meetings of people with enterprises. And they are analyzing everything. The same is being done in Netherlands. So we can say that this was the first study, and it paved the way to all what is coming nowadays.
And then now, as the nature of the pandemic changes, with vaccination programs underway in many parts of the world, and also many new emerging variants of concern, how should future trials of rapid mass screening look?
Yeah, this is a very good question, because the COVID epidemic is changing every day. So people is going to be vaccinated, new variants of concern are going to emerge. For now, it looks like the vaccines still protect the variants of concern we are aware up until now, but nobody knows what will happen in the future. We still don't know if the immune-induced if the induced immunity with vaccines is going to last more than a year. The longest we have assessed is 11 months. It looks well, but it's only 11 months. So we don't know if we are going to revaccinate our patients or what's going to happen. But up until now, a mass screening with a rapid antigen lateral flow antigen test, it's an easy strategy. It's cheap. It doesn't need a reference a lot, so high technology. It can be performed at the site, and you have results in 10 minutes. So it's quite easy. It's only organizing a structure to be able to screen high numbers of people that can go up to 20,000, 25,000. And it can be a single day or two or three consecutive days, depending on the concert or the activity. So this is a major advance in our fight against SARS-CoV-2 transmission.
That's great. It all sounds very encouraging. Thank you very much. You can read Dr. Libra's research online now at thelancet.com. Thank you to Dr. Libra, and thank you for listening to this episode of In Conversation With. Remember, you can subscribe to In Conversation With The Lancet Infectious Diseases wherever you usually get your podcasts.